Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Don't sweat the technique.
You're back with the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from BB's Tex Orleans in Katy as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
BB's Cajun Cantina Katy, the freshest and the bestest. Daily specials Monday through Friday. Today's Friday, teacher time. Free appetizer for teachers during happy hour, which is from 3 to 6. Daily happy hour from 3 to 6. Monday, you can enjoy $10 pound boiled shrimp. That's very good. Kids eat free on Tuesday, water creature Wednesday, and core surprise attack Thursday. So make sure you're getting out here to BB's Cajun Cantina in Katy. Very, very good. ESPN Houston Listener Party's back. We'll be giving away tickets all month, and the only way to get in is by winning. The party is September 5th from 6:30 to 9:30 at St. Arnold. Be sure to be listening to John and Lance, the Del Olalea Show, the Paul Gallant Show, and the Killer Bees and Soccer Matters to get your chances to win. Yesterday we gave away two tickets, Men of the People. Joe filled in for you. He lost. I remain undefeated at Men of the People. I've never lost in that game. Today,
not true.
That is true.
No. Joel won the last time you two played.
That one has an asterisk next to it. I'm undefeated at that game. So we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now. First person to call 713-780-3776 and answer this correctly. What play did TK go watch yesterday, or which one is he watching tonight? Either one. You have two plays to choose from. Which one did he watch last night with his wife in New York, or which one is he watching tonight with his wife in New York? 713-780-3776.
It was the Anthony Richardson play.
Okay.
It's the one he watched.
Okay, that's a downgrade from the earlier joke. That's back down in the ones.
I'm just going to start pregnant pausing them. Just let them breathe a little bit. Let them take on a lives of their own. There's some rumors. Not rumors. I shouldn't say rumors. That's my bad. There's some murmurs out there that Cam Smith should be sent down. Of course, he has not... He's not been performing well lately. A lot of people call it the rookie wall, all of that stuff. Where do you stand on the murmurs that Cam Smith should be sent down?
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that at this time point in the season. I'm not doing that because I think it would just – yeah, he would get more at-bats, but that's not what he needs to go down to AAA. I think it is more of the wall than anything else. I think he's still a better defensive outfielder and with the potential to still – be a good offensive player for this team. I'm not sending him down. I hadn't seen any of that, but I'm definitely not even thinking about that at this point. When you have the likes of Cooper Hummel and Taylor Trammell and other guys on this roster, I'm not sending Cam Smith down.
A better defender than who? You say he's a better defender.
I think he's a better defender right now, especially in right field.
Than who?
Than Chaz McCormick. Then I mean, I understand that Taylor Trammell has made some plays in the outfield, but I think Cam is just as good a defender as Taylor Trammell.
Yeah, I think they would probably bring up Melton in this instance, where I think Melton's probably a little bit better defender than Cam. It's close. Both are very good. Now, if you did send down Cam and you sent him down for like 2 weeks, you could buy that extra year of club control back.
Okay.
Good. You could buy that extra year of club control back. No, I'm not in favor of this either. I think it'd be bad for Cam Smith's like confidence. I actually like some of his at-bats in the Miami series.
Yeah, they were good.
I thought he had a really good day against the Marlins on Wednesday. Had a couple of really hard-hit balls, flew out to the right field track. Like, hopefully that gets him going. I've actually liked what I've seen over Cam Smith like last three games and like the last 2 weeks. So I'm not in favor of this either. I think that the murmurs are pretty silly. To me, he's your best right fielder. He's just slumping right now. Now, giving him a couple days off throughout the week, I think, is good. Hopefully this off day was good. Hopefully that, you know, positivity we saw offensively in the Miami series would get him going as well. Now, the numbers on Cam, though, over the last 104 plate appearances, and why'd you pick that date? If you go back to his high watermark batting average in early July, he was hitting .292 after their July 5th game against the Dodgers. Since then, 24 games, 104 plate appearances, 93 at-bats. Cam Smith has a .140 batting average with a .393 OPS.
Ouch.
It's been bad. The production has been poor.
Yeah, maybe the home cooking, spending some time with the family, getting a chance to kind of spend some time around his comfort zone. He looked, I agree with you, he looked better at the plate in the Miami series. And now with a lineup that's more stacked, he's not being thrown into the top four. He's not, you know, constantly being relied on to the level that he has been probably putting a lot of pressure on himself for to this during the points in the season that they've had to deal with. Maybe down at the bottom of the order, hitting ninth tonight, he can relax. He can just, you know, and he can see some pitches, and he can get back to being who we think Cam Smith is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a rough go of it as of late. And what stinks, too, is, like, prior to that timeline, like, late June, early July, like, he was on fire.
Yeah.
Like, he was going nuts. He was hitting, like, .300 for, like, a three-week span. So you know it's in there. You know he has the potential. You just have to do your absolute best to get him out of this, and you got to try a bunch of different things. So you got to try, like, Texter said, did you read the article where they told Cam Smith to stop riding the first bus to games? We read that.
Yep.
I think it's a good way to try to get it, like, to ease the burden a little bit, to get him off his feet a little bit more. So everything they're trying to do is to get him out of the slump. I think sending him down, though, is a terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah, I totally agree. And again, in some ways, you just got to get him out of his own head. I'm sure that he's feeling and putting a lot of extra pressure, no matter what pressure he feels or the media is asking about things or his struggles or things like that. And I think sometimes you just got to get a guy. That's why now, because of the roster that you have the ability to give him some more days off here and there so that he isn't completely feeling the weight of the world and, like, stressing every single game. But I believe that there's going to be some good things ahead for Cam Smith between now and the end of the regular season.
Ocho says, I don't know about sitting Cam down, but I'm tired of people using fatigue as an excuse for his poor performance. Maybe he just sucks right now because the league has adjusted, and now he needs to. People are always quick to use fatigue. Sometimes the other player or opponent's just better. There is no wall. It's a chess match of adjustments. So Ocho, not a believer in the wall.
I disagree. I think both things could be true if you want to go that route, Och. But I think overall, a kid that's never played more games in his life than what he's playing right now, based on coming off the college schedule that he played last year, I think there's definitely truth to the wall.
Israel says 252 clown, war over 1.7 FOH. Yeah, those are his raw numbers on the year. They're still decent. They're still a solid rookie season, but Israel, like, you can't ignore the last 20-something games we just brought up either. And no one's saying it's in.
He comes out with the clown and the violence and, you know, the tough talk. Just
violence.
Deal with it. Yeah, I mean, just, you know.
I mean, that might be overselling, but I like that he points out 250.
Oh, he came at me yesterday? I think it was. I'm not tough, and I'm not this, and I'm not
that's
that.
That's not violence.
That's not violence. But I love that he points out 252 while ignoring that's a drop from 292. And also pointing out the war, which was, I think, 1.7 is what he said, while ignoring that the war has come down to get to 1.7.
Yeah, he's ignoring some things there. Branham is still saltier than a peanut. I'm not salty about it. I'm over it. I'm over the Cam Smith send down stuff. Cam Smith likes spinach artichoke dip. Who doesn't, man?
Yeah, seriously.
Spinach artichoke dip is great. Send Cam Smith down. Give him some rest. Cut Cooper Hamill. Sign David Peralta.
Oh, boy.
That's got to be Keith, right? What's Jay Buhner up to? Jay Buhner can play a little right field.
What's John Allroad doing?
Jeremy Burnett.
Jeremy Burnett.
Let's bring Jeremy Burnett up,
Keith. Is Richie Sexton available?
Yeah. Remember when he hit the flagpole?
He was the guy that hit the flagpole in center. Yeah,
I was at that game. That was
a bomb.
Sick flex.
You could afford tickets back then?
What a flex. I realized as I was saying it.
Man, I saw the greatest extra base hit off of the flagpole.
He was arguing with the umpires the entire way around the bases. It was pretty incredible.
I remember watching it, which flex out of TV. I remember watching it. I remember him. He got a triple.
Yeah.
And he was like, that should be a homer. It's like, it's in play, man. I actually like the flagpole. I like Taos Hill, and I like the flagpole.
I'd bring them both back.
I wish they were still around.
Same.
Man, that was crazy. That was an accident waiting to happen.
It was an adventure when Biggio and Berkman were in
Berkman
center.
Caught one going up the hill.
I know, but it was still an adventure.
I love
More
that
so
thing.
With Biggio, but
Myers up the hill?
Oh,
what
yeah.
could go wrong?
The only one I ever The only one I ever saw handle it with grace was Carlos Beltran.
Beltran was great at it.
It did not bother him at all.
He was just like run right up it, like it was Bo Jackson running up the wall.
It was incredible.
If you expect Cam to be one of the faces in the future, he needs to learn to get out of a slump at the big league level, Corey. I think that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's gotta be a pro and come out of it and all that stuff. I don't love the body language from him recently, though.
But I understand.
He's feeling it.
Yeah, I understand it because, like I said, I think he feels like he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders, and all you got to do is look at the lineup and listen to some of the guys around you and realize you don't have to do it all. Just get back to doing what you can.
Israel really likes Cam Smith, or is it a bit? No, he really likes Cam Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Dunn isn't far away. I played beer league softball with Adam Dunn. I played poker with Adam Dunn one time, too. What? Didn't he have, like, a weird where he hit, like, 39 homers, like, 5 years in a row?
Oh, yeah. He had at least one big –
No, but I think there was, like, some, like, anomaly where he, like, did something. He had – Okay. He had 40 home runs four straight years.
Exactly 40?
Exactly. That's yeah.
Interesting.
He did 25, he hit 40. 26, he hit 40. 27. I'm sorry. 05, he hit 40. 06, he hit 40. 07, he hit 40. And 08, he hit 40.
Wow.
I knew that there was some weird thing. All on the button.
Man.
Yeah, there was – there was a hitter who would all – he hit like –
It was for the Orioles, right?
I thought he was with the A's.
Yeah, I was
thinking
–
his batting average was the same like 4 years in a row.
I was thinking that as you were saying the Adam Dunn thing, and I can't remember the name off the top of my head. Was it Chris Davis?
It might have been.
I think it's Chris Davis. I think it just came
Talk about a guy that fell off the planet too because he had big power numbers for Jeremy's saying, for like several years in a row and then just fell off the planet.
No, it wasn't Chris Davis.
Was it Chris Davis? Okay.
There was a hitter who hit like 292. Was it – I know who it is.
I thought it was lower than that.
It might have been. But it was a hitter who hit the exact same batting average four seasons in a row, something like that. It's right on the tip of my tongue. I can't remember who it was. 713-780-ESPN. Myers hit 228 last year. I don't know why Myers hitting 228 matters. Laughing at David Peralta and naming 10 retired players is crazy when you have Cooper Hummel still on your roster. Cooper Hummel's a switch hitter, and he can be your emergency catcher. They like him. They're not bringing in David Peralta. Casher Trash, Peanuts, that's who it was. Chris Davis. Did you say him?
No, I did.
He did.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I said Chris Davis. He said it wasn't it.
I thought you meant the Baltimore Oriole.
Well, that's why I was confused, because I couldn't remember if he was the one with the A's or the one with the Orioles.
Yeah, it was Chris Davis.
Okay.
But not the Oriole.
Not the Oriole, the one with the A's. Okay.
He had 247, two, three, four straight years.
That's incredible.
What's more impressive? Well, no. More impressive
unlikely?
What is more unlikely? Hitting 247 four straight years or hitting 40 home runs four straight years?
247.
That's more unlikely.
Yes.
It's
yes.
more impressive to do 40
yes.
home runs.
Well, and then in 18, the fourth of the 4 years, he led the league in home runs, and then all of a sudden he fell off the planet.
Yeah, he was a slugger. He was a slugger.
He got a big contract from Oakland, or for Oakland, a big contract.
Sheesh, he did fall off a cliff.
And then he just absolutely disappeared.
This is why you don't give – big money to guys in their 30s. He had 247 four straight years. Because they used to talk about anybody who had 247. Those were the Davis line, the Chris Davis line. Brian didn't mean that Chris Davis. It was a different Chris Davis.
I knew the name was Chris Davis. I just didn't remember which team it was for.
Yeah. I would have not gotten that. See you next week. All right, 713. Let's see. Cash or Trash, Peanuts, and Big Red.
Peanuts and Big Red soda?
A lot of people put it in Coke.
Yeah, I've always thought that's overrated.
I wouldn't put peanuts in Coke or Big Red.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it.
No.
I'm not a big fan of it. There's a lot
people
of
people in Arlington do that.
There's a lot of people who will they use Big Red to marinate their barbecue. Hmm. Like their burn-ins especially.
Huh.
There's a big – what's that place in downtown that does it? I can't remember the name of it. It's actually really good. I think Big Red goes good with barbecue. Well,
they said you meat tenderizer is Coca-Cola, right?
Can be.
Yeah. Most sodas will, because of the acid, most sodas will do that, yeah.
What's a better drink to pair with barbecue if we're not talking alcohol? Big Red or sweet tea?
See, I'm not a fan of sweet tea, but
I'm
not a fan of either, to be honest.
I'd have to go Big
Y'all
Red by default.
Y'all live in Texas and don't like tea?
I've never liked iced tea at all.
An Arnold Palmer, I can tolerate, but I've never been an iced tea fan.
What about you, Total Arlington? You like sweet tea? Yeah, he's from Texas. He knows ball.
He just doesn't know the right teams.
Lance McCullers dips his wings in Caesar dressing.
Oh, here they come.
I think that might be my favorite ongoing bit on the show, just the random Lance McCullers insult.
Caesar dressing. Lance McCullers on his way back. On his way back. He's coming back soon.
Great.
Yay.
He is. Dana Brown said that he's going to throw one more side and then he's going to be out on a rehab. They're saying Brandon Walter's going to get close to throwing off a mound, too. That's the guy I'm excited about.
That's who they need back.
I think that what's your best case starting rotation? I think it's Fromber, Hunter, whatever. Arrighetti, Javier, redheaded Tom Glavin.
Agreed.
I think it's your five.
I'm intrigued by Garcia.
Over who?
He did have a good outing
over
yesterday.
Over Arrighetti.
Wow.
I was not impressed with Arrighetti. I understand he gave up some dribblers, too. But six of the first seven guys reached base. It's a thumb. It's not an elbow or a shoulder. I hopefully see a whole lot to change my mind in the next start for Spencer Arrighetti.
Canes has the best sweet tea. Pretty good. Dr. Pepper is the best with barbecue. Do you know what they say? Dr. Pepper is just Texas barbecue water. I go through phases with Dr. Pepper. There's sometimes I like it. There's sometimes I think it tastes like cough syrup.
My wife is not happy that
you like it.
The kids have never really gotten. She's never. The kids never had soda, and now she thinks thanks to softball and all the team meals and the other kids drinking Dr. Pepper that they got into it to the level of the fact that now she goes to meet the teacher last night. If that's why I was gone, because both kids had to meet the teacher, and her biggest takeaway was my teacher loves Dr. Pepper just like me, and my wife was just oh god,
that's funny. My mother's breakfast was hot peanuts and Dr. Pepper. That sounds awful.
Ugh. Oh, no.
Lance drinks his Arnold Palmer with strawberry lemonade. That doesn't sound bad.
Oh, no, strawberry, yeah. Mm.
That sounds pretty good.
And strawberry lemonade is really good.
I like the strawberry lemonade from Sonic every now and then, like an old hot summer day when the sun's out.
Cheesecake Factory's got a good strawberry lemonade.
Strawberry limeade from Sonic or cherry limeade from Sonic? I never know which one to pick.
I'd go strawberry lemonade. Yeah.
They're both good. Lance McCullough's on his way back like Forrest Whitley's on his way back. Javier has that dog in him. Yeah, he does, but he's walking a lot of dudes. Lance McCullough mixes his PB and J in a separate bowl before applying it to the bread.
Wow.
That sounds like something a barista would do, though, for real. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Brian noticed a subtle shade thrown at Stephon Diggs during Hard Knocks. What is this word, Brian? Acrimonious?
Acrimonious.
What are the most acrimonious divorces in Houston sports history? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5, live from BB's Cajun Cantina in Katy.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from BB's Tex Orleans in Katy as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's the Killer Bees, Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Adam Schefter, further testing revealed that Texans safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson's knee injury isn't as serious as it could have been, and it's not out of the question that he could be back as soon as the regular season opener versus the Rams.
Wow, what a difference a day makes.
That Aaron Wilson tweet about him being tearing his ACL.
Yikes.
What's worse, Wilson's reporting of that or the Highway to Hell reporting of that?
I think Aaron Wilson.
Oh, I disagree.
Well, you see, at least with Aaron Wilson, he's basing on upon a source he trusts. Now, the source is wrong, clearly, yeah. And he's got to reevaluate that trust. But he was basing on someone he trusted. The Highway to Hell, with zero checking, especially when they have the access they do, to not just check it and then to run with it, I think is a worse look.
Plus, they said sources when I think there was only a source.
A source,
like,
yeah.
I think that they stole Aaron Wilson's work.
Right. Yeah.
Lied about it because they threw in the S to sources and then were wrong on top of it. And then, oh, yeah, they also are the flagship there. Like, to me, that's a far bigger crime.
I just think that if you're Aaron Wilson and this is your career, that's a really bad look. Whereas I think, yeah, this is bad on the flagship, but in a day or two, I think it'll be forgotten, especially since it's not.
You're right on that. I think more people will forget the flagship messing up than Aaron Wilson, but I don't know. I think the flagship aired more, but you're right. People will probably forget about it.
See, I think the flagship tweeted it because they saw Aaron's report.
I agree.
And lied about their sources. Because then who would they have gotten it from? The Texans? Obviously
no. But it's probably, in all honesty, it's someone that you hired just to run your website, and they decided to pick it and go to where the ramifications aren't going to be what they would be, and the ramifications for Aaron Wilson could be no one's going to trust anything this guy says anymore.
See, I think Wilson's right more than he's wrong. It's just that his a lot more. I think he's 95%
of the time. But his misses haven't been great.
But his misses
big.
Have been big.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Big. DeMeco's not interested in the job. CJ Gardner-Johnson's out for the year. He might play week one.
that would be bad. Yeah.
Pretty rough. I did see some. There was some conversation that CJ Gardner-Johnson had something similar to this in New Orleans, and it turned out not to be serious. There are some guys who, when they go down, embellish a bit, that are a little softer than others.
Call him an actor?
I wouldn't go as far to say he's an actor, because I mean, obviously he was in pain and it hurt. But there are some guys who need carts for minor injuries and some guys who walk off major injuries. I think that it's very clear that C.J. Gardner-Johnson might be in that former category. So just, I mean, every time he's down on the field now, I'm going to be like, well, I wonder if it's serious. I mean, it's Boyer cried wolf. Like, I mean, he's gonna go down and need to be a cart. I'm be like, well, he might just have a rolled ankle. Like, it's if it's happened.
Some people act like they get hit by a sniper.
This is the second time it's happened. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
I mean, I've been to many practices in a bunch of different sports where a guy gets hurt.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Where a guy gets hurt, and like, oh, he does that all the time. And then he's back up in 2 minutes.
Yep.
Like, there are some people who, and I wouldn't even call it, like, embellishing or acting. It's just that they overreact to pain, and then they find out later, oh, okay, it's not that big a deal.
Yep.
So, like, I don't want to call him an actor or, like, you know, faker, nothing like that. It's just that some – and not even pain tolerance. It's like some people just get spooked more than others and then kind of have to need the information to, you know, talk it down. All right, so Brian caught some shade thrown to CJ to Stephon Diggs on Hard Knocks the other day, huh?
Yeah, so when I was watching it, they were showing a coaching session with Joe Brady, their offensive coordinator, and he was wearing – I think they had these hats last year, so it's not the first time they've worn it. But it was zoomed in right on the logo of his hat. It was the Bills logo, but it says everyone eats. The shade, though, was established 2024. What happened in 2024 when they got rid of the ball hog, quote-unquote, Stephon Diggs, who demanded targets so that they could spread the ball out evenly to everybody instead of having someone complain about their workload?
Yeah. I caught something else they said about his name. Like, I think that they voiced over his name, too.
Did they?
Yeah, they mentioned him, and I thought it was kind of shade, too. I thought that's what you're going to mention, but that was bigger shade for sure. Yours.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of times, you know, they'll downplay it, and everybody will give out bro hugs and act all the part when they played last year and everything like that. I think there's a ton of truth behind the scenes, and I think that there's probably a lot, even with Josh Allen, that he was glad that he didn't have to deal with it anymore. And so, yeah, maybe, you know, it's easier when he's gone to be able to do those kind of things.
Yeah, the hat, though, especially the established 2024, that was the part that caught my attention.
The real quick, before we get to the acrimonious divorces, they call them soccer players. There are Kobe's and then there are Kawhi's.
Ah, fair.
Prime example is the opposite of Matthew Stafford. I get Gardner Johnson. Sometimes I pretend to be sick to get off of work. I get CD on the injury when I roll my ankle. It's the opposite of the court of law. My ankle is guilty until proven innocent. See, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just people have tendencies. All right, so what are the most acrimonious divorces in Houston sports history? 713-780-3776. What do y'all got?
Sean Watson's got to be.
That was the first one on my list.
I had Watson. And James Harden.
He was second on my list.
As my top two.
See, a lot of people still, not disagreeing, but a lot of people still liked Harden whenever he got traded away. And the Deshaun Watson thing, if the legal stuff kind of changed things. Because they were throwing protests not to trade Deshaun Watson before the legal stuff
That's
came
right.
out.
With the sandwich shop and all that, and they were out there on Kirby.
They marched to Kirby.
Yep.
Yeah, they marched to the headquarters, which was weird behavior.
Yep.
Especially with what we later found out. Could you imagine, like, you're marching for Deshaun Watson down to the Texans headquarters on Kirby, and then a week later you find out he's got, like, 26 sexual misconduct cases? That would be embarrassing.
Not a good look.
Like, you delete all those pictures on Facebook as quickly as you can. For me, it's Bud Adams.
Yeah, Oilers was listed on mine as well. Yeah,
because he and not only like, and it's went after Adams too. It's like generational hate.
Oh, for sure.
Like, are we going to hate James Harden's kids? Probably not. Are we going to hate Deshaun Watson's kids? Probably not. Do we hate Amy Adams Stunk? Yeah,
yes.
We do.
Yeah,
so like that's generational.
Yeah, that's a great call because of the fact that, you know, how many years that this city had to endure no football because of the fact that Bud and Mayor Bob Lanier didn't get along and he moved the team and then taking the whole Oilers name and the uniforms and the logo and everything else just kind of exacerbated it to the point where it's going to live longer than Bud Adams did.
Yeah. Who else did you have?
I had Scottie Pippen on my list.
That's
that
a good
call. That was a one and done there. Mike Fiers obviously was not good. A different type of acrimonious, but certainly there. Ed Reed, Brock Osweiler, I had on my list, and then Steve Francis and Garrett Cole.
Why Francis?
Yeah, why Stevie Francis?
Well, I think it's specifically because of that nickname. Like, Francis thought – it was maybe more so the hurt feelings of Francis. Francis viewed himself as the franchise.
He said the house that Craig made fun of it, but he said the Toyota Center is because of him.
That's my whole point. Like, if he viewed himself as a player so big that he's the franchise and he got an arena bill, and they immediately –
But it got like, you Tracy like, McGrady.
It's not bad for the Rockets. What I'm saying is I think there's hurt feelings there for Francis to view himself as that level player and then get to be dealt the hard truth that you're not and be dealt out of town for that guy.
I disagree on the Francis one.
Yeah, I don't. The other thing is, too, is he got what was coming to him, if karma is a thing, by he didn't want to play for Vancouver, and so he forced them to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And so he can't have his feelings hurt if the Rockets decided to move on from him.
Yeah. Plus, remember his return? Like, everybody loved the return of Stevie Francis. Like, everybody
but acrimonious doesn't matter. I'm not even coming at it from the fan side. I'm talking about team and player. You're talking about fans. That's a different conversation.
I don't think it's bad for the team, though. They got the best player in that trade.
Yeah.
No. I think this is more probably Akeem? One-sided from Francis.
Akeem was on my list.
Okay.
The year in Toronto. Akeem was on my list because of the year in Toronto.
People would
love to forget that. He and Charlie Thomas had a major divorce.
Yeah.
They were not happy with each other, and Charlie basically said he was done, and then he ended up in Toronto.
Tom Herman at the University of Houston.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That one would be sure. up there. That was not
Yeah, for sure.
Wonderful.
Texas was not back.
He won a New Year's Six game.
The Sugar Bowl.
Was it Ellinger?
Yeah, it was Ellinger.
And he said
they
were
said,
back.
Yeah.
He goes, we're back.
He was just
Texas
premature.
Nation,
he was just
we're
premature.
Back. Texter says Garrett Cole can eat a box of bad pizza. Is exactly what he said. Yordan Alvarez, may he rest in peace.
Oh.
Texter says Akeem never played for Toronto! Exclamation mark. Carlos Beltran, that's a good call.
Yeah, Beltran's good.
Would Nolan Ryan be on here?
Well, he definitely wanted to keep playing. I wasn't old enough to remember if there were bad feelings.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
Texter says Red Weasel and Joel Plank.
Or Red Weasel and John Granato.
That's a good call. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it starts. I may have jumped in. May have finished it.
Any other ones you think of?
Not off the top of my head.
Julio Lugo in the Astros. Roberto Osuna in the Astros.
Yeah, I just don't think it was.
I wanted to make Alex Bregman leaving the Astros into a thing, but that didn't really take off.
No, I don't think that was acrimonious.
I think we nailed it.
I think the Beltran the first time.
Yeah, for sure.
When Beltran left because that deal was a handshake deal or an agreement on the phone that it was done, and then 5 minutes before the deadline is when the Boris came back and said, the Mets made a better offer. Drayton, will you match it? And he wouldn't.
I thought of one more, especially because of the meeting that preceded the divorce. Remember Bill O'Brien telling Andre Johnson, you're only going to catch 40 passes in my offense next year, which leads him – I can't remember if it was Colts first or Titans first, but it leads him going to one of the other two teams in the AFC South, and then he exactly caught like 41 passes the next year.
That's funny.
Yeah. But Andre was not done, and Bill O'Brien basically told him, you're washed, get out.
He told Keenum that he would never amount to more than like a third-string quarterback or something
also
like that.
Also Hopkins.
That was in his book, right?
Yeah. I asked O'Brien about that. And he's like, I didn't ever say that. I was like, it's in his book.
We can throw Hopkins in there.
I'll have to check it out.
Especially with the baby mama stuff. That a lot of this
that was Easterby,
around.
Though, right?
No, Brian said baby mama.
I thought Easterby said baby
mama. That was O'Brien.
Yeah, he
what a dumb thing to say.
Yeah, he called it out.
Easterby also.
Yeah. Lance McCullers goes to restaurants and dines in 5 minutes before closing time. Lance McCullers eats the fish fillet at McDonald's.
Gross.
I've never had that in my entire life.
Oh, and your entire life?
My entire life.
As a kid, I could eat them.
Never, ever had. I go to McDonald's semi-frequently. Lance McCullers watches Home Alone 3. Lance McCullers on the mailing list for Bath and Body Works. Lance McCullers, nope, not reading that one. Funny there, 0967.
The popsicle one?
Yeah, I'm not reading the popsicle one. Lance McCullers spreads mayo on the bread and then licks the knife clean before dipping it in the mustard jar. Dr. Michael Brown and Rachel Brown, ugly divorce.
Oh, yeah.
CC Bagwell.
Not sports. Well, I guess
how about Giles and the Astros? They traded him for Ozuna. Ken Giles.
Ken Giles, yeah.
100 miles Giles.
With zero Fs given.
Yeah. Hopkins and Bill O'Brien. The Astros didn't want to pay Nolan, which is why he left. I mean, the Nolan and Reed Ryan leaving recently.
Oh, Reed Ryan, yeah.
That was ugly, yep.
Luno fired him.
I thought Crane did because he wanted his son to take Reed's job.
Yeah. The Bleeding Edge or whatever that book's called, it said that there was a rat in the Astros, like, front office that was telling news outlets sources and, like, releasing information.
Oh.
So they put out – Jeff Luno put out a fake story.
To see who
the rat was. The rat was Reed Ryan.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it was in that Winning Fixes Everything book. They found the rat. They found the snitch.
How about that?
Yeah, it was Reed Ryan. So I think that was kind of the PR story. Lance McCullers double dips. Lance says gracias to the waiter at the Tex-Mex restaurant. I'm not reading that one. 5010. Need Branham's McDonald's order. I've been doing that $5 bundle. The double cheeseburger, no onion, the nuggets, barbecue sauce, the Coke. It's like $5.50. Not reading that one. 7470.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, don't read that one.
John McMullen was the Astros owner who let Ryan walk. Sumlin in U of H, Bryles in U of H. Yeah, U of H doesn't like when their coaches leave, which can, I mean, you don't blame them. Totally understand. All right, 713-780-ESPN. I've dragged it on as far as I could. Who said it? Coming up next, Killer Bees broadcasting live from BB's Cajun Cantina in Katy on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Did you know how great Walmart.com is to buy your groceries? It's unbelievable. It's fantastic. I used it yesterday, actually. I'm going to a little party tomorrow. I'm going to make some cowboy caviar. You know where I got all the items? Walmart.com. It's easy to do. It's quick. I don't have to waste my time going to the store. I just ordered it at Walmart.com. The Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Walmart has more than a half a billion items online. Find a huge selection that you can't find in stores at Walmart.com. I mentioned it. I used it yesterday. We've been using Walmart.com for a long time now. Branham family has. It's wonderful. Look, I don't like going to the store. I don't like going out. I work till 6 o'clock, get home at 7. I really don't have time to go to the grocery store. I don't like the crowd. Don't want to turn off the game. So we order online with Walmart, get all the groceries without having to leave the house. It's wonderful. I know what you're thinking. Oh, that's expensive. Online grocery shopping costs more. But that's not true at Walmart. Grocery prices are the same for delivery as they are in the store. And because it's Walmart, you know the prices are low. And something I love about it, too, they're fast. Very, very fast. Walmart can deliver in as fast as an hour. Going online at Walmart.com, ordering the groceries I need is faster than me actually going to the real store and getting the groceries I need. So it's faster, and I don't have to leave the couch. They're going to save you time, too. Use express delivery to get all the things you need from Walmart, from groceries to home goods to prescriptions. Walmart changing the game. When it comes to feeding your family, hosting a tailgate, or throwing a party, think Walmart for all your grocery needs. Start that order today at Walmart.com.
ESPN 97.5. It's now time for Super Producer Brian McDonald, a.k.a. Tremac.
I'm Groot.
To do his best to stump Joel and Jeremy.
Well, I'm stumped.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
Because everyone loves it.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who said it?
He said it.
With the Killer Bees.
Everybody, some curious editing. But who said it? Brian's going to read those quotes said by ESPN 975 personalities. We guess who said it. Go ahead.
First off, Lance McCullers loves Who Said It. Just going to throw that out there. All right, quote number one. The person who runs the Orange Crush Facebook page for the Astros, can we drop them somewhere where, I don't know, they would be perhaps used as bait? Can we do that? Just leave them in a swamp. Like, you can figure your way out. Like, leave them in an airboat, but, like, not a lot of gas in it. Like, I just want to punish them for what they've done to the internet. I don't want them to disappear, per se.
Sounds like a Paul thing. I don't know who would care that much about fake internet.
I can hear Lance
communities.
Saying it. I can hear Lance saying it.
My guess is Paul. You can do what you want.
Thanks. Jeez.
That was a quick mail.
Yeah. I feel strongly that it's Paul.
All right. Then if you feel strongly, we'll go Paul.
All right, let's do it.
The person who runs the Orange Crush Facebook page. For
I don't
the
think
Astros.
That many people are going to be that heated about fake online communities on Facebook. I guess.
But as a teammate, I rolled with the strong feelings, and we got it right. So good call.
I can hear what you say about Lance. He's the only other person who might have given that take. But, yeah, that was probably easy for Paul. All right, quote number two. We'll also get into why I think bullying in this case should be brought back. Not Julian, who probably should have been bullied a little bit. He's one of those guys who's, like, too confident, and there's no, like, filter. Like, some of us grew up and knew that some things, not every thought, I should say, you have parents or older brothers or older relatives that are like, shut up. Julian, I would suspect, never had that.
So this is bang, bang, Niners gang,
I think Julian. So. This sounds like a Lance diatribe to me.
I was going to say Dell, but you're hot. So you got the first
one right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's more than I've gotten right now.
I think it's a Lance diatribe. I really do. Let's do it. Let's go, Lance.
All right.
We'll also get into why I think bullying, in this case, should be brought back.
I'm not good at this game.
Not Julian,
who
probably should have been.
No, I just said what I thought I heard.
The game survives. The game survives. All right, quote number three. This is exactly the kind of guy that you need to take that next step. And I do think that if C.J. Gardner-Johnson is out for a long period of time, this could be the difference between the Texans having the best defense they've ever had, a generational kind of defense, to being a very good one. I think this is a massive loss.
Well, he's going to be back for week one, so it's all good.
Yeah, this was pre that news, yes.
I've checked out since we got one wrong, so.
Man, who?
I guess that means it's on you, Joel.
Yeah, can I hear it one more time, please?
Sure. This is exactly the kind of guy that you need to take that next step. And I do think that if C.J. Gardner-Johnson is out for a long period of time, this could be the difference between the Texans having the best defense they've ever had, a generational kind of defense, to being a very good one. I think this is a massive loss.
I mean, I think it's Lance, but I'm only
who's
half,
he talking about?
I only have 1 foot in now since this game lives on. He said C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
No, who the fill-in that needs to step up is what I was trying to think
I don't
of.
Think he exists. Jimmy Ward? Jimmy Ward needs to beat opposing receivers like he...
Oh, tread lightly.
Like he tackled guys in the NFC West back in his
there
San Francisco
go.
Days.
Okay, better. Tread lightly.
I heard Paul. I don't feel strongly about it, though. But I don't...
I told you my thoughts. I don't care about winning.
You think he'd go, Paul... 2 out of 3?
Of course. He stoops to all sorts of lows. He's willing to do whatever it takes to let this game
live on. It's 1-1 right now?
Yeah, it's 1-1.
All right, to keep him engaged, we'll go Lance.
I'm already out. I'm not engaged at all.
This is exactly the kind of guy that you need to take that next step.
Should have went with yours. I told you.
That's twice in a row.
I told you I had 1 foot in, okay. 1 foot out.
All right.
I'm up 1-2 or 2-1, whatever. All right, quote number 4. I just feel like at some point, someone needs to get a hold of an 18-year-old and go, look, you can't hang out with us anymore if you're carrying that around with you. I don't care that you're part of the lime green sex toy movement. You can't hang out with us. Like that old thing where you can't sit with us, you can't play Call of Duty with us, if that's going to be your thing. Simple as that. That's all.
Lance.
I was thinking Lance Riddell.
Lance.
I just feel like at some point,
Dell.
Someone needs to get a hold of an 18-year-old and go, look, you can't hang out with us anymore if you're carrying that around with you.
He's good.
I don't care that you're part of the
He has
line.
Way too much time on his hands is what that tells us.
All right, well, that wraps up a win, but for funs and giggles, quote number 5.
Funs and giggles?
Funs. Well, I wasn't going to say the phrase I would have said if we were off the air. But what the hell happened to just watching the U.S. Open? Now we got to have... a hottie potati you got to have out there, or otherwise no one's watching. It is tennis, though. I get that.
When was the U.S. Open?
I don't know.
It's in August every year. I don't know if it's happened or about to happen.
I don't think it's happened yet.
So they're talking about something that's coming up.
I know it's in August. I don't know if it's past.
Hottie potati?
Hottie potati.
I mean, that's Paul.
I think there's one person who would say that.
Who?
Paul.
Yeah, it's Paul.
Yeah. Let's just go.
What do you want?
You want to weigh in on Total Arlington?
Too late. He already played it. It's Granado.
It's Granado?
Yeah, it's Granado. Yeah. Total Arlington.
Play it?
Go ahead, AJ.
But what the hell happened to just watching the U.S. Open? Now we got
to have...
Should you go undefeated, Total Arlington?
Patati,
no, or do you miss one?
Don't
you miss
pat
one.
His stats.
So who is he referring to?
There was... I can't remember the lady's name, but apparently there was like some female reporter that people were going gaga about.
Really?
Yeah.
When is the
US Open? I don't follow tennis.
A tennis reporter?
Yeah, and he basically the point was people are tuning in to see her when they wouldn't normally.
There's no tuning in yet. It hasn't started.
I don't know. Talk to John.
Who covers it?
I think it's usually on the USA
Network.
Yeah. They're family of networks. NBC, USA, Peacock.
How does he know this?
I don't know.
Because he likes hottie patties.
He does.
Like, what is he reading that he found this out? I wonder. Like, I want to know the semantics behind this quote. Give me the logistics here.
You can text him. You got his number, right?
Last time I texted him, he didn't respond.
Just trying to throw this thing out there to get clicks.
I'm not sure I have his number, to be honest. You know, I don't. I'm sure we're in groups. I don't save people's numbers.
Oh, that's right.
So I'd have to like do some. I forgot you're that weirdo. Recon to find this out. All right, let's get to our car wreck of the day. 713-780-ESPN. What are your car wrecks of the day? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees live from BB's Cajun Cantina in Katy on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You all right?
My leg's broken. The bone's coming through.
Let me see. You prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Browns plus 230.
3-0-1.
Somebody texted earlier and said that they parlayed all the underdog money lines. This isn't a parlay thing because there's going to be a few underdogs that are going to lose. This is a volume thing. I wouldn't parlay these. But, I bet every game this weekend. I did this morning. See how it goes. Texans are underdogs this week, by the way. Plus 142 on the money line.
I mean, Minnesota's a tough place to play.
Skull.
McCarthy going to play?
That's not unheard. He's going to play.
Oh, ball. Really? That'd be entertaining.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought he would.
Series, but
Lance McCullers puts salt on watermelon. Who doesn't? I like salt on watermelon.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad thing.
I enjoy it. All right, car wrecks of the day, 713-780-3776. Thanks to BB's Cajun Cantina having us out here. Happy hours all weekdays, 3 to 6. Fantastic food, red beans and rice, elite. How was the shrimp? Shrimp looked very good.
Shrimp was really good. Grilled chicken's good. The red beans and rice good. Yeah. Everything here is good.
Yeah, Brian, how was the rest of the menu?
The Cajun empanadas and the Boudin flautas were both very good.
They look good. All right, let's get to our car wrecks of the day. 713-780-3776. What do you have, Blinkers?
I think it's easy. I think today it's Aaron Wilson, and I think everybody's playing for second. That was just a huge screw-up.
Yeah, he's getting dragged today. Dragged. I wonder who his source was.
How do you not?
Like, who do you think an agent gave him that? Because he usually has agents that give him
but
stuff.
I wouldn't think an agent would have that wrong, though. Like, I can't imagine if it was the agent for CJ, because the agent for CJ wouldn't have the wrong information.
I think they're holding out even potentially a second opinion before they concede that it's over for the year.
I wonder if he deleted it.
You described earlier where Reed Ryan got outed as a rat by the giving out fake information. Hypothesis here, could this be the Texans because of being mad about the news about Mixon?
Interesting.
Floating
call.
Fake news out to see who the rat is.
I like your thinking.
Wow.
I like your thinking,
just
Brian. Just on that. Just on that one. I don't like your thinking.
Okay,
normally.
Fair.
I like your That's thinking fair. There.
It looks like he deleted that initial tweet. That could be it. It could be, this goes with my theory that D'Amico wasn't talking about Rappaport when he was getting on the media the other day. He was talking about Wilson.
Whoever Aaron Wilson's source was. If someone loses your job, I'm just saying.
This could be the smoking gun?
Yeah.
Wow. I think that the highway to hell, stealing Aaron Wilson's report.
That also is
out passing it on as their own, and then being wrong about it is even worse than Aaron Wilson.
And claiming extra sources that never existed.
Yes, and claiming a second source that never existed. So I give them a nominee. I also want to nominate this photographer at the Seattle Seahawks game. Seattle has a running back named George Helani. He ran into the sideline, and this photographer shoved him. Shoved him.
I didn't see it.
It was Marshawn Lynch. But I it was Marshawn Lynch with a credential as a photographer, but he shoved him. Hey, Marshawn Lynch, you can't do that as a photographer. You gotta know your role.
Wow.
He was there so he didn't get fined. I hope they fine him for abusing his credential privileges.
Teaching the kid beast mode.
Strip him of his privileges.
Photographer beast mode.
And then Malik Beasley gets a nom as well. He was evicted from his Detroit apartment. He's being sued by his landlord for the second time, I think, for failing to pay his $21,000.
There
rent.
Are
Wait,
people.
Hold on. How much was his
21K?
Rent? 21K a month?
Was his rent. I don't know if it was a month, was it?
I think
what
it was.
Else would it be? They don't pay you. Don't
no,
pay yearly.
I thought that was he back owed 21.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
That,
but I mean,
yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me if he was staying in a $21,000 a month.
I'm hearing from people because he played in Milwaukee the year before. I'm hearing from people this story is not only not going away, it could get significantly worse for the league.
The league?
Like players.
Like there's multiple players?
It's possible.
What?
That he was doing it and that he might try to drag other players into it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like what? The NBA has serial, what are they, panhandlers? What do they call the people that stay in the places?
No, panhandlers when you beg on the side.
No, I'm not talking about the rent
squatters,
aspect of this.
Squatters.
I'm not talking about the rent aspect of this. I'm talking about the fact that he was betting on aspects of games and that people thought it was only last year in Detroit.
Oh, I thought we were talking about
No. That this goes back to him the year before in Milwaukee.
Oh,
other
okay.
players might be involved. Like, this story might get bigger.
The Greek Freak?
I'm not saying that.
But you're not saying that.
I'm not saying anything because I don't know. I want to have Aaron Wilson sources.
Thonis? You're not a journalist. It's all right.
How about this? How about the fact that there's a chance that he's back in the league next year?
Who?
Thonis.
Oh. I mean, Bronny's in the league. It doesn't surprise me.
No. Yeah, whatever.
What's your car wreck, Brian?
I'll nominate two. One, the caller to the Paul Gallant show who decided to take a direct stray at Jeremy Brand.
I think it was Blanker's friend.
I don't know. I don't know who put
him
up to it.
I only have one. So
but he was trying to win tickets to the listener party, and he threw it away to take a shot at Jeremy, and then also nominate, citing jersey sales in the conversation of why a quarterback is a good player.
Bye.
Israel.
There you go. Call him out. He deserves it.
I enjoy Israel, but that's a bad thing.
Kristen Humble says Lance McCullers is car wreck of the day every day.
Fair.
Smoking and Toasting coming up at 7 inside the icebox. Joe George.
Some
jabroni. It's coming up at 6. All right, what's winning car wreck?
Aaron Wilson.
I go Texas. I go Highway to Hell. Can I talk into Highway to Hell over Aaron Wilson? I think it's more egregious. Because it's multiple layers. Flagship, stole somebody else's source, wrong about it.
Claim other sources that didn't exist. You know what? Yeah, I'm with you. Maybe I just want to bury them because I used to work for them.
Okay.
I think it should be them.
Yeah.
It's worse.
I'm with you.
All right.
Well, you only needed one, and you got him. He rolled.
They win. All right. Joe nominates Brian for car wreck of the day.
For what?
Inside the Icebox is at 7, not 6.
Oh.
Joe George is coming
up
next.
What's at 6? Oh, last call with Joe
last
George.
Last call at 6
sorry,
o'clock.
Sorry, Joe.
Brian, the gaff.
Joe gets in there under the wire.
So, all wait, right. We got 2 hours of Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's a lot of hours of Joe. All right, does it for us.
It's the summer of Joe.
Thanks to BMAC for engineering on site. Thanks to Age for doing all the hard work producing today's show. He's Blank on Branham. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.